Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, indeed.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
And now.
I was actually thinking earlier, I've been listening back to the newer episodes, and it's just shit and wanking.
What's your point?
It's immature. I'm gonna start asking more mature questions.
As a guest, okay. I did listen to them on the train, and I am inclined to agree.
Yeah, So that's what we're gonna grow up. More grown up topics.
But so, I did a lot of research on wanking, so I'm really hoping to express myself. This is the only podcast I've got, finally, the podcast for me.
But I think, no, Joe, what's the smelliest fart you've ever done?
No,
let's not do it. No, Joe, actually, no. I was thinking about religion the other day.
Okay.
Right. I was thinking.
Starting your own one.
Right. This is great. I like the start of this.
It's a strong start, isn't it?
It's a strong start. We're getting more philosophical in this. But I think it's philosophical, right? I'm suspicious of religious people.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
But yeah. Wait. Because I was thinking, right? Because the Bible and that, it teaches you, be good to people. If you're good to people, you get into heaven, right? It doesn't teach you to be good to people out the kindness of your own heart.
It's like,
what do we get out of this?
Exactly. It's like I said to my daughter the other day. She was like talking about math. She doesn't like it. I was like, you only have to learn it to pass the exams. You can fake learn it. You can kind of fake be nice on earth. Just to get,
It's not a good lesson, is it?
You just need to pass
heaven
exam.
Did you go to church?
No. I've never been in religion. But I've never been in my life religion, really.
We were just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, exactly. That's my stance on religion. But don't you think, though? It's like God created...
So you haven't even given it a go?
No. Yeah. But if, like, God created heavens and the earth, it's like, yeah, I've created heavens and the earth. You lot should be good to each other. And then people are like, what do we get out of it?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what do you want? We want to be up there with you when we die. I've just had this done.
I know. Oh, God, yeah.
I'm coming up here.
He must be annoyed when pricks turn.
He's like, right, okay.
They're really annoying people as well, weren't they, religious people? So they're the worst people to have in heaven.
And that's why he created 10 commandments, and he's like, right, you can come up here, but I'll make it hard for you.
For
start off, don't covet thy neighbour's oxen. You can knock that on the head straight away.
What is an ox?
It's big, isn't it? It's an ox.
It's massive.
Dictionary.
It's the evolved version of ox.
It's a Pokemon.
Next Pokemon on.
But you're right, because you'd want to go. You'd want to go to hell because because all there is in heaven is people who've raised loads of money for charity. One wants to fucking hang out with them.
Do your fucking head in heaven, wouldn't it? Imagine
how many Kickstarters there are just in heaven alone.
Could you imagine the virtue signaling in heaven?
It'd be an absolute nightmare. Do you know what I mean?
You know, like you were saying about a bit about going for a meal when there's always that one person in the group who's like, can everyone afford it? Because I'm just looking
at Oh, my God. Yeah.
I heard Joe's fig on this. No.
No, yeah. So basically, essentially.
Is that generally a quote from one of your friends?
Yeah, they said it's a cost of living crisis, mate. So maybe we might want to go somewhere else. And it was like, fuck off, you cunt. And of course, it's always the person who has the most fucking money, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, you're not doing me a favour.
Oh, God.
I know. And
are you still friends with them, Joe?
So basically, it's a big WhatsApp group. Do you know what I mean? I can't, like, as in, people have migrated in because obviously, I don't want to make it obvious who it is. But, like, you know, people have had kids and maybe it's someone's partner who
Thanks
has a kid.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Okay. Know, it is.
Patreon now available.
Sorry, Jane. You're pompous. You're pompous, Jane. No, but, like, I don't care. But, yeah, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because everyone wants to be everyone's saviour.
People do this one. I've noticed this on Facebook group, community Facebook groups, the local one. Mm. They'll be, oh, there's been an accident on something. And someone will just, they'll get in there and go, I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Fucking don't. You hope everyone thinks that you're a good person. Yes. That's okay.
Love to all the families.
What are you doing?
I hate that sort of shit. Don't I? Cause it's not what it is. You know what I mean?
I love that. Also, as soon as you find out that there's a Just Eat or Deliveroo man involved, everyone instantly doesn't give a fuck. they drive like they want to die.
I hope the family that's not getting a dinner tonight is okay.
But there's a whole thing on them Facebook groups, though. You know, like the fucking, who are the admins of these groups? Yeah, you know, these people.
Oh, they are smug, aren't they?
Excuse me, you can't advertise on a Wednesday. If you want to sell things, it's on a Tuesday.
Fucking, yeah. I imagine they wear a Hive is at home. The laptop.
Yeah. I'll be completely honest. When I watched that video that went viral a couple of years ago, the Sue Weaver.
What's that? I don't know.
Jackie Weaver.
What's that one?
Yeah. I was not on her side.
Parish Council.
The Parish Council, and then the guy starts screaming, going, and she goes, you don't have the authority, and then she mutes him. Did you ever see that one?
Read the chat.
Who was you supposed to like in the Jackie Weaver thing then?
You meant to like Jackie Weaver. So Jackie Weaver's sort of dealing with this obnoxious bloke, and then they say, well, you don't have the authority. Read the standing order, read them and understand them, and they're screaming at her.
And that is the best bit.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally.
They now elect a chairman.
No, they can't, because the vice chair's here. I take charge. Read the standing orders. Read them and understand them.
In a way, I was just like, yeah, but she has...
She's supposed to be like no-nonsense, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And then out of nowhere, she just like was everywhere. She had like, she was on TV all the time. And I don't, has she gone now? Is Jackie Weaver? Well, she's not lining up to be a guest on this, is she?
She's going on tour. Yeah.
She can cut both your mics off, flick you the bees and walk out.
Yeah, exactly.
Supporting Beyonce.
Well, she also, so the other thing with social media, which I think is massively predictable, say for instance something happened and someone said something, possibly a word that Jack suggested on this podcast.
Oh, come on, that's not.
And we got...
Patreon, sign up to Patreon. You've got
sign up for the Patreon, he might ruin his career. But say that happened, that you've got to wait for the social media, because it starts off with hate and then it folds back in on itself, because do you know what I mean?
It starts
with hatred and then everyone goes, some dickhead, all it takes is one dickhead to go, well, actually. Everyone will slowly come back around. I mean, look at what's going on now that we won't talk about. But there was a very specific opinion.
I'm well out of my depth already.
What would your opinion be about what's happened?
What's happened?
Yeah.
See, mine is...
Joe, you...
Are we talking about Hugh Stevens? We can just say it.
No.
Hugh Stevens
is the admin on the Facebook group.
Interesting guy.
Imagine being Hugh Stevens. Just going, what?
Is that libel? I just did.
Again,
in trouble?
I know I brought this on the podcast before. Well, I love the way we're next to Channel 4 News. the most popular man, like the newsworthy man in the UK. We don't know his fucking name.
Well, we're keeping it a lot more chilled than those cunts upstairs. They're saying his name all over the bloody place.
No, it came out. His wife admit.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
She put it out there, didn't she?
Yeah.
That Hugh was...
Edwards.
He's a complicated guy.
Well, this is what I didn't get, because they said, oh, he's in like hospital because he's feeling a bit down. And I thought, well, yeah, you would be. Like, you're kind of been found out.
Yeah.
It would be more of a shock if they were like, if he just came out and was like, yeah, fucking deal with it, guys. Like,
Could you imagine done that to your missus and your missus caught you out and then you had to go work and you said to your missus, can you tell work I'm feeling a bit down?
Could you throw it in sick
food? While she was writing the statement, he was probably sat on the sofa with a pot of Ben and Jerry's. Like, I can't face it.
Oh, God. I reckon, yeah, it's dodgy territory this already, is it?
But that's the thing, though, because we don't know. Because, like I said, it changes in a second.
Is there things we can say? Do we have to say, there's little things you can say before a sentence, can't you say?
Allegedly.
So let's take who out of it.
Voldemort.
Who are we talking about?
I didn't know he was involved.
Let's take Voldemort out of it for a second, guys.
Yeah, come on.
And just say, would you send a picture of your ass to someone?
Me personally, probably not. And also, I think that
what's this?
I think for me, it was the fact that the figure was bandied around, and I just thought, That's too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what we're talking about. I honestly don't know.
So basically...
Hugh Edwards...
Are we still talking about him?
Yeah. So he spent £35,000 on OnlyFans.
Allegedly.
Allegedly on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. That's all above board, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of money. 35 grand.
But you don't know what he was getting, because we know someone who's addicted to OnlyFans, don't we, Jack?
We do, yeah.
And who?
Yeah, so someone
we can bleep
who...
It. It's
we can bleep it. It's...
Yeah.
I was going to make up a surname, but I've already given his first name, so it's sort of pointless.
There's so much beeping going on there.
Oh, he's so... he became... And basically, we said, how can you become addicted to that? And he goes, oh, it's just different. Yeah.
So, is he, like... A recovering addict.
He's a recovering addict. He's trying to get himself out of it.
Still hasn't tried.
Well, I think he has. He's stopped it, as far as we know.
How do you know when you're an addict? As in the amount of time you spend in watching things, or the amount of spending?
Well, I think he might have spent thousands of pounds.
Oh my God.
Is that what you heard? He probably wouldn't
like
me.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I'm staying out of it.
It was multiple hundreds of pounds.
Oh. It's just the thing, though. OnlyFans is the thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, they used to have that thing where it'd be like a naked lady, and they'd have like a smiley face over the nipple.
Right. Yeah,
and you just go, it's gone now. And as a whole, it's like you're just spending money on it, and you go, that wasn't.
Well,
it's
basically like gambling, but you always win. I mean, you've got the option, Jack, if this all goes pear shaped, to start an OnlyFans. You could do it.
You could. Well,
let's get into that. Let's get into that level. I mean, how much have I plugged the Patreon so far?
How much are you going to plug your ass? That's all.
The Hugh stuff, it wasn't OnlyFans, though, was it? It was like dealing directly with the gun.
Yeah, apparently it started on OnlyFans and then it went, you know, like sometimes Yeah, like
going to that little vegetable shop near your house. You're just cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's
organic.
Down with Captain Fair Trade.
That's his excuse. Yeah, I'm depressed and lit, but at least it's organic.
Yeah, I was supporting a local business. Yeah.
What would you rather, an impressionable young man or a faceless corporation?
Oh, fuck it up. This has been well uncomfortable, this start.
Has it? Oh, I think it's fine.
Yeah, you know, you look all... I just never know. It's so good producer Joe's here now, because he just... I used to edit this podcast myself, and I'm like, I don't know what's right and what's wrong. Joe is my moral compass. Yeah. Joe, he's like, I just say it all now, and he says, right, not that. Like a kid.
No.
You're just going to hire him when you're not doing a podcast, just to keep on the straight and narrow. What do you reckon?
When Prince Philip was alive, there must have been someone whose job was to follow him around and go, No.
They didn't do a very fucking good job, did they?
No, exactly. I think that's why he got... They must have, during the 90s, that was a thing. You just went, what did Prince Philip say this time?
Yeah.
You know, but then in the later years, they seem to have just... you know, anytime he was approaching somebody, that no.
Yeah, I think
just wave. You know,
it was just sort of a larger grid of people pushing people away from where he could be.
I like the thought of him doing like lessons in Buckingham Palace. What don't we call them?
Yeah,
but don't say it.
No. I honestly don't. The saddest thing is, I honestly don't think anyone ever told him not to say anything.
Yeah,
which
no.
is how. Yeah. Which is how you end up with that list of. There's a really, I mean, it's not funny, but it's the list of what he said to people, and it's so horrendous, some of it. But he got away. We need to let posh people just
I reckon
not
maybe
get away with
it. He
that.
Had a little bit in his brain not being, I think this is wrong, but I'm going to do it. No one's stopped me yet.
He wasn't even the king. He was like the queen's boyfriend. And he had so much balls.
Oh. You probably have situations where he does go into like their school in urban areas, and it's just the tension. Do you know what I mean? It's like, this is so tense. It's like, no, really, everyone's sweating.
I think was it in the school?
Don't bring him here. Let's take him to a garden centre in Kent.
Yeah.
We're safe there.
He can make the same comment there.
Yeah. If anything, he'll get a round of applause. It'll be fine. Like, but yeah, I think it was in a school where he remarked that a plug looked like it had been made by an Indian, and I don't get the insult. I don't. Are Indians not good electricians? I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I don't
Again,
know.
This part
unfortunately,
is such a tense start to the
no,
point.
I'm saying I don't understand the if there is a racial stereotype, it's not one I've heard.
Yeah. No, it's not. No sure. It's not. Yeah. One. Unfortunately, he's taken the answer to that to his grave. <great.
laughs> it's like Bohemian Rhapsody. What did he mean?
But it's like you say, no one probably said to him, by the way, Philip, you know when we were in that school earlier and you said, oh, that plug, that looks like it's been wired by an Indian. What the fuck did you mean by that, mate? Like, you know what I mean? No one would have said anything. No one would have questioned it.
Even racists were confused.
What? Coming over here, rewiring our plugs wrongly. That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, the plug clearly been signed off and pat tested. It was in the school, so there you go. Probably quite a good job.
You'd have been if you'd have been there and you'd have hit him back with that.
Yeah, I would have been fired from the security team.
Anyway, what should we talk about next? 9/11, anyone?
Now here's the thing about 9/11. Here's the thing about 9/11.
Great suggestion.
Oh, where were you guys? Not that I'm accusing you of anything, but
I wasn't to figure that yesterday because I watched a documentary on it. I was at the dentist.
Oh, really?
I would have been about 13.
Yep.
Mm. I went off school early, dentist, and then I remember watching it on the news. And I was like, can we turn this over? I didn't really realise.
No one's going to mention this ever again.
Once you see one plane hit a tower, you see them all.
I want to watch Hey Arnold.
Arthur's starting in a minute. This is a wonderful kind of day.
You're ruining my half day. The dentist.
Does 9/11 Hey Arnold set in New York, isn't it? Does 9/11 happen in Hey Arnold?
No,
like,
no, no.
You know the stuff like...
I said we were going to chat about philosophy, didn't I?
But like, do you know what I mean? Like, Friends was set in New York, 1996 to 2004.
Did I bring it up?
I don't think they ever did. Like, the shows that were set in New York... Does 9/11 happen?
I wonder why.
Yeah. You know, in that light-hearted sitcom, why did they not bring that in?
The fact that they ever... I know they cut a scene.
They could have done a poignant scene, though, couldn't they?
Cut a scene where Chuck... they were going through customs.
Could there be any more aeroplanes?
Charla made a joke about having a bomb.
Wow. That I'm not sure about.
Oh. I think that's fine.
Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to hear what Jack just said.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I need to cut over it as well.
I wanted to get away from it. I pulled it up. No, don't worry.
Chandler and Monica are going through customs, and Chandler jokes about having a bomb, and then he's kept. He's interrogated for hours, but they cut it from the episode because 9/11 had happened.
So that joke was made before.
That was made. Yeah, they filmed it all before. But then, yeah, the fact that they... Because the West Wing did a special episode about it, and West Wing set in Washington. But what... Yeah.
Sopranos mentioned it, I think.
Yeah. Did they? Oh, yeah,
they
did.
I think it's just Tony Soprano getting angry at the television.
Because the guys who were assigned to get Tony Soprano were then assigned to terrorists, weren't they?
Right, yes.
Great memory. I think that... I've done it. Not they've done it in EastEnders before, where something happens.
they mentioned England beating Germany.
They filmed the scene on that.
Yeah. They did. They just throw that in there. There's no need for it. It doesn't help the story along. Really.
You're just slinging Heinrichs out of the Queen Vic. Go on, get out of it.
That's what it was. It was just like I can see where Phil went. Which finger of football?
Yeah.
That was it. It was like no.
Which finger of the football? Alfie Moon.
Yeah.
There's no context about it.
They've never broken that, like, they didn't do, like, when England got to the final of the Euros, they never did that. So why that one game against Germany?
I think they did do something this year when West Ham won.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure there was in the pub swaying where you kind of go, I think if they were proper EastEnder, they would have been in, they'd have been over there.
Billy from EastEnders is a West Ham fan. That's well documented.
I think Danny Dyer. Is he not in anymore? Danny Dyer
is a West Ham man.
Yeah. Have I spoke about EastEnders on this podcast yet, Joe?
Yeah, we've mentioned.
Yeah,
it.
But there's never too much EastEnders.
Are you going to be? Are you going to be in it?
To be fair,
no.
I've mentioned EastEnders.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I'm going to be. Ironically, as a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, so bringing it all to the table.
I'm going to be the new barman of the Queen Vic.
I think I'm more Hollyoaks, anyway.
No, Jack, don't sell yourself short.
What would you reckon? Where would you put me?
Just let you know, Joe. Joe's brother's in Hollyoaks.
I stick by exactly what I said. I meant it, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're Hollyoaks. You're top tier.
Sorry, Dom.
I might be repeating myself, but anyway, EastEnders. There's this thing they do on EastEnders where they go, Phil, I've got to tell you something, and something important. And Phil goes, not right now. I've got to open up the arches. And it's like, could you imagine if someone come up to you and went, I have to tell you something? You'd be like, fucking yes, tell me. Like, the way they do that is just bizarre. That's it's like a vital bit of information they need that affects the whole storyline.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not now, I've got to... And there's a weird thing about EastEnders. No one's got a washing machine.
No.
No, they don't. They always in the laundrette, you see.
Here's something that's mostly in soap operas, is when someone looks at someone visibly upset and goes, you all right? And they go, no, I'm fine. You sure? Yeah, I'm fine. Now, if that was me, I'd be like, no, there's clearly something wrong. Yeah. Tell
don't
me.
Be a cunt. Tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Come on. don't be a cunt.
I don't know if it's like bad writing, directing, or acting, but there's this thing where somewhat, so the actor plays lying.
Yes.
So you go, where were you last night? Oh, I was down the
Yes.
And then the person who they're speaking to goes, oh, okay, that sounds like the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, all right then. There was a big fire. Did you hear about it? Oh, you didn't. Weird. We're both really close to it in proximity.
The police have arrested a 9/11 conspiracy theorist. I think he's behind it.
But I really believe you, the way you squirmed and twitched. said that sentence. Okay, I'm going to go now. And he's the police. That's the police officer as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they bring in the police officers for certain episodes.
Yeah. That person, whoever that actor is, they work like twice a year.
Yeah.
Detectives on EastEnders.
And they're either really bullish or totally useless. Nowhere in between.
Yeah.
There was one, I think she tried to fit Phil up for murder and then they had a flashback episode. And then it turns out, I think it was Billy. I'm pretty sure it was Billy that actually killed the police officer's dad in the past.
What?
Because you get Emily Sanders, you get people who are sort of glorified extra. Dr. Legg.
Yeah.
Never had a storyline. Just used to pop up every now and then.
The Greek man who I think was in it. Mr. Papadopoulos? Or is that something that we might have to pre-read? Is that a racist character I've made up in EastEnders?
George Michael?
Wasn't that in Birds of a Feather?
Maybe.
Birds of a Feather.
Oh, I know who you mean. No. You're right. He owned the laundrette.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah,
no, we had it for another day.
No, we had this last week with Wang and Peng.
It's Peng and Wang all over again.
So they
confirmed, though.
Confirmed.
Yeah, you remembered it correctly.
If you listened to last week's episode and there was two Asian divers, can I confirm they were Chinese?
I think so. I can't remember.
Oh, murky waters again. Back to the drawing board.
Well, no, we've set the tone now, haven't we? This whole thing is going to be a fucking...
A tightrope, pretty much.
Look, how can we divert? Let's think of something. Well, Joe, what makes you happy?
That's nice.
Yes, okay. Joe Foster's here, everybody.
I tell you what. Yes,
here I am. Yeah. This starts now.
All that comes before, stricken from the record.
So I'm not very good at what makes me feel happy. What does make me feel happy at the moment is finding out that someone can't come to my wedding, which is great. Because I've got to knock people off, mate. I've got
Really? You haven't just started with a small list and then...
No, we've so committed, overextended.
When's the wedding, Joe?
It's June. But we'd like, you know... Oh, it's so bad. I'm like driving wedges in between my friends' relationships just to knock a couple of people off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, how about this one? Can I bring this up? But were you got invited to a wedding?
Yeah.
Tom's wife got invited to a wedding for the day.
She was my girlfriend at the time, was pregnant with my daughter.
Right. Tom only got invited to the evening.
I've
never heard of it. Have you ever heard of that?
No, that is horrendous. No, but unfortunately, bad. You just wouldn't invite either of you.
Yeah.
You'd invite her, maybe, and then not you. But you wouldn't invite you to the evening. That's fucking
I've never heard
mad.
Of that.
Yeah, but what was great is it was in Stockport. I drove her up because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Popped her to the wedding.
Yeah.
I went off.
Yeah.
Watched 12 Years a Slave.
Get back off this now.
Came back to the wedding, and I'll be honest, I was looking at all these white faces thinking, you guys would not be partying if you'd seen what your lot would not do. I was like, oh my word.
So let's get back to weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, is it kids or no kids?
So basically we've got certain kids that we're obligated to invite. So I have to invite some kids, but then the other kids, I've just said no.
Well, I was saying to you the other day, they word it on invites now, like they go, make sure your little cherubs looked after because we want you to have a good night, which basically means leave the fucking kids
at
home.
Yeah.
They put it in this nice little...
Yeah, yeah.
And they make it... Because we want you to have a good time. I don't give a fuck if you have a good time. I'm letting your kids ruin my wedding.
Which kids have got the okay?
So shall I tell you the really annoying thing? So basically I've got... Absolutely. So there's 100... people,
yes,
which is a lot of
that's
people.
A lot.
Yeah. And I have 30, so I get 50 theoretically, and I've got 35 family members that have to come.
Is that from you or is that pressure from
that's I can't get away with not inviting?
What's wrong with that? I don't get it. Because you're limited to who you want.
Yeah. Well, it only leaves like 15 friends. Yeah,
that's right, you've only got two.
But you two are both busy, so sort of narrowing it down. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know what I'm worried about actually.
You know, save 15 people.
But I do. And the thing is, it's rude, and also people behave really weirdly. I was at a gig the other day, and someone I don't really know that well went, "Can I come to your wedding?"
Oh, that's
weird. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, and I just was like, mate, I can't commit to this.
Are you friends with enough for him?
I am. I've known him for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done some really nice things. This is quite a good thing because then he can listen to this. I'll go, listen to the podcast. I'll explain everything.
That's great. Air it all out.
It's an extra view. Yeah. But he's helped me with, like, teching some shows and stuff. But I can't, you know, we can't extend this to, I just can't fit everyone in.
Like, I just, sometimes I feel bad for people because they don't remember my name. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to put them in the position where I go, oh, it's all right. They're like, I'll call you mate. I know your name. I've remembered your name. Don't worry about it. But I'm not going to make you feel bad for not remembering mine.
Do you not want to just then constantly use their name?
No.
Just to really rub it in.
That's exactly. I'm the opposite of that. I just feel I feel bad because I don't want to go like, you don't know who I am, do you?
Do you sometimes then go into a story? And my mum just said to me, Jack... Make sure you know.
But I get it quite a lot with, and I feel really guilty, like with like fans who have like been to a show before.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Shouldn't feel guilty about that.
They go, "Hello,
Joe's got complete disdain for
the feckless unwashed."
Can I just say, what was your reaction when he did ask to go to the wedding?
Well, I said no.
You just said flat out,
I said
no.
I can't. can't, mate. I can't. Problem is, as well, I like his girlfriend, so I'd have to invite two of them. And I'm fucking seven people in the hole right now.
All right, so we...
You just invite us to the evening.
You have I've overextended my quota.
June.
And, I tell you this, so this is exactly like what you're saying. I shouldn't be talking about it because she's going to listen.
Will she?
All right, will I get that in trouble? Yes. Okay, so she's booked a wedding venue... Right. No, actually, I can't say.
Should it not be that you...
Patreon, yeah.
Should not be we have booked...
Yes, you have to pay.
Yeah, we have booked a wedding venue.
We. No, well, so the reason I say... Oh, right, okay. All right. some of the things he said in the last half hour. Isn't it we're pregnant? You've changed your tune, sir. So, yes, it is. We've booked a wedding venue, but she actively has done. I don't think I should take the responsibility for something I haven't done. And because the wedding
is... asked her to marry you? That did sound like you're like, yeah. I've got no part in this.
Yeah, but I have. I don't want to take responsibility for it. No, no, but actually, we're getting married in Devon, which is where she's from.
Right.
So I can't pretend that I've been speaking to wedding venues in Devon. But
well,
we have.
Do you know what?
Go on.
Some people are funny about travelling to weddings. So even then, you might not be able to even fill 15 people, to be honest, mate. Because by the time you invite them, some of your family might not even. You'll be fucking. Oh, I can't even get 35 now.
Yeah, I was going to say there'll be some people that will absolutely hate the fact that you've invited them.
Yeah, yeah, I know that's great though. It's all been a good. It's all been a thinning. I'm trying to thin out.
Yeah.
In fact, if anyone's listening to this and you think you might be invited,
help
Joe
out.
If you don't want to go. Just hit me up.
Help
me.
Help a brother out.
Because I tell you what, and I'll tell you...
is on the subs bench waiting to come up.
It's a big bench. It's a big old bench. But also, the other thing I would say, what I find annoying about it is because I was talking to other people who've had weddings and they were like, look, you will offend someone. But I do not give a fuck about going to anyone's wedding.
No, yeah. Me neither.
I don't care. Who are these people?
It is a horrible thing. If there's a night out or something and you're not invited to it or you feel a bit left out, it's a horrible thing. I remember there was a guy I went to school with and I went to him. Because back in the day, Facebook was big. Mm. It was the only thing we had. You know what I mean? When it first came out and everyone's lives were on Facebook for a while and he sort of said, oh yeah, we all went out for my birthday yesterday. And I went, I didn't even know it was your birthday. And I found out he deleted me on Facebook.
Oh, really?
I didn't get invited. Now, why didn't I see on Facebook that it was your birthday? Oh. That was a really horrible feeling.
When Facebook was, I used to work in Morrison's in the meat department. There was a guy there who worked there with me called John. Now, John was a bit of a loner. He didn't really get on with people, but he tried.
Yeah.
He always tried to joke. And no one laughed, and we often used to go, "Ah, it didn't work." Like it was really pathetic. It was really sad. I felt sad for him, but
yeah.
And then my boss was Dave, was similar age to me, but we used to get on really well. And he came in. I used to work the Sundays, and he came in one Sunday morning and just went, "Something really weird happened last night." And I went, "What?" He went, "Well, during the day, I was talking about going to the pub with my friends, and then I'm in the pub, and I look over, I can feel someone at my shoulder." And I turn, and it's John, who's, because I was talking about in the day, going to this pub with my friends, just
came. Yeah.
And just hung around all evening. And I just was, oh.
And that's where they puncture through sad sort of work weirdo. And it gets somewhere strange, I think.
This is why I don't make friends at work.
Yeah.
You're the work weirdo.
Because I'm the work weirdo. Because I'll just turn up to their drinks.
Right, you're about to hear an advert. If you don't want to hear an advert, you can sign up to the Patreon where you will hear no advert.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'd never, like, this is an awkward feeling, actually. Do you ever, no, you're not really an after-party kind of guy, are you, Tom?
Well, if it depends on the after-party.
All right, okay, no.
I'm so glad you didn't say it in my younger days.
but do you ever have this thing?
I was a bit of a fox.
Do you ever do this thing when you've gone for a night out and then you end up, like, back at someone's house? Mm. And it's like early hours of the morning, and like the flatmate or the girlfriend makes it really obvious that you're not welcome. And it's sort of like, well, I've just bought 8 beers. And it's sort of like stomping and door, like cupboard door slamming. And you're like, I'm not going. And then they come in to the front. Mike, can I have a word? And they take you out of the room and leave you there. Like, I know they want me to go.
And you can just hear like the tones upstairs. Like, I'm gonna fuck.
You can fucking bring him back here.
Pull it out.
Why have you pulled him back here? Why are you here?
What's great is you said to me, "Oh, Tom, you're not really after party type." And I listened to that and thought, "Yeah, that sounds great. I wish."
He's like David Bowie. Isn't
he? I'd always get myself in them situations. It'd always be like on the way to an after party in the back of someone's van. Sitting on like a bag of cement, rolling a joint in a bag, being thrown around in the back of someone's van. I was on a Wednesday. It happened all the time, in work clothes.
You know, afters don't have to be negative for your mental health.
Yeah,
everything
I know.
Everything about that all of the commotion. Where was that? Geographically, is that
what do you mean? It's not one thing, it's like a weird constantly.
It sounded like you were on your way to a farm, is what it sounded like.
Yeah. I know. It just constantly happens. You end up just round some stranger's house having a deep conversation.
But usually, so I don't do it anymore. But usually, but past a certain age, everyone usually has flats that you can go.
So. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, and if they're really bougie, they have a flat without a resentful partner. I only know two of those guys.
Yeah. Those guys. But no, I say, at least, because I got this theory that, like, but I've been having a drink for over like a few weeks now, but I don't party like I used to. But what it used to be, finish work and then, like, just get on one.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? But it always, the beer would taste so much nicer midweek.
Really?
It's like a thing where it's like, this is just happening. Saturday, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's not really working, this, is it?
Well, Saturday. You know what
I mean? But Wednesday, it's like, this is the best thing ever. Pint after pint. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know why Saturday's not special? Because everyone's doing it on Saturday.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you're like, ooh, look at me. Yeah. Wednesday night, sort of thing.
And it's like, you know, that thing where you go to the pub and you have your work and if someone will come in, you ain't sinned for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is the best.
Yeah.
And then fucking hell, when you've got to wake up of a hangover, you've got to go work.
In our formative years of going to the pub, producer Joe and I, it would always be better on the weekdays. Always.
Yeah.
You could sit, you could get a table. You could get to the bar easy.
Yeah. Tuesday. Yeah.
We would rarely go Friday and Saturday to the pub.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be, Monday.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, but the Weatherspoons, £1.50 for a Jim Beam Pepsi. Oh, okay. Do 10 of them.
10.
So good.
See, I can't drink in a Weatherspoons. And I wish I could. Are you filming Jack's face? Because you love a Weatherspoons.
He seems to always call me when I'm going into a Weatherspoons.
It's quite a lot of times, though. Yeah. It's quite a lot. He was like, a couple of people having Jaeger Moms. I was like, get the fuck out of there. It's 9 a.m.
Are you one of those people?
couple of people. I just came in for my 9 a.m. pint of Ruddles.
I do it quite a lot. I just don't know. I sort of like the bleakness.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I've not, since COVID, I've not stepped back into a Weatherspoons, but I used to go and write in the local Weatherspoons. I used to find it quiet
in the toilets on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's because, like you say, the only people there are the ones who are going to leave you alone.
Mm.
You know, but in the evening, Weatherspoons clientele are, you get a lot of people wandering over. Just out from prison.
I remember seeing a girl in a Weatherspoons. Actually, I completely forgot about this. She had a massive pair of headphones and she was sitting on her own. You know when you sort of catch someone out of the corner of your eye?
Mm.
And, like, I caught around and she was obviously on ecstasy. So she just and I was like, as soon as I noticed that she was on ecstasy, I was like, I really like you. you're not probably moved to the city, not got that many friends. So do you know what I'm going to go? I'm going to double drop and go and sit in Weatherspoons with headphones on. So the headphones go fuck off, and I can just enjoy my ecstasy in peace.
I once did speed in a Weatherspoons. Curry Thursdays. Speed.
Curry Thursdays.
Curry Thursdays.
I was, I made so many friends. I couldn't stop talking.
What was your local Weatherspoons called? Because we had two. One was called the Furs Wren, the other one was called the Wrong'un.
Take
you up the Wrong'un.
Well,
not on the first date. There we go.
You'll find that a lot of Weatherspoons are called something. The moon on the hill, on the moon. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because George Orwell, in one of his books, said his perfect pub was a pub with silence, no music. They basically the Weatherspoons are based on George Orwell. There you go.
Hence why,
there you go. That's pretty good.
He might not know about 9/11 or Hugh Edwards.
I know about Weatherspoons, mate. Do you know how I know that? There was a little poster of it in the Weatherspoons. With that fact.
That's his library.
It'll be like a Slumdog Millionaire. and all these questions are found from pubs.
it's the it box as well that you're doing it.
How many apes in an ounce? It all comes flooding back. How to get blood out of a shirt.
Yeah. What setting do you put a fan on to not fully cool down?
that's how I learned. Get all my pub. My dad does this where he'll tell you something like a fact, but he'll tell a lie and then get me involved. he'll say some absolute.
Does he nudge you as he does it?
Yeah, he goes, you were there, weren't you, Jack? You were there. And he's like, he'll tell a story. I go, like, you were there, weren't you, Jack? I'm like, I've never been to the Falklands. What in bone, mate? It was just like, it's some ridiculous. It'll be like, we had this fry up, right? Fucking like a fucking dustbin, wasn't it? It was like really, everything's over exaggerated.
It's like a dustbin.
Everything's like, wouldn't it? And I go, yeah. Because obviously, you don't want to make your dad like a dickhead, do you? You go, no, he's talking shit. So I have to go. Yeah,
I think if it's a fry up like a dustbin lid, you'll find it. If he's saying you've been to the Falklands, you're more than fine to go.
Yeah, so that's.
I'm in Battersea, quite an affluent area. The Weatherspoons there is called the Asparagus.
Is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one in Brighton's the Bright Helm.
The Bright Helm.
Which must have something to do with ships and Brighton.
Are you from Brighton, Joe?
I'm from Brighton.
You're from Brighton, born and bred.
I am, yep. I am. Do you know what I was just thinking of then? Because you were talking about the Falklands.
Yeah.
So has
I won't talk about it. I just know the word.
Well, not talking about the Falklands. Yeah. Jesus, we're covering everything. But do you know you can watch a... So I started watching like bits put together of people. You know when people wear like... It's like it's a thing. People
can I say I have no idea where this story is going? You started with thinking about the Falklands, and
I'm lost.
So you know when people wear.
I got distracted by saying.
Have you ever seen people when they find out that someone's not wearing a regulation army uniform?
No.
So there's a name for it.
Oh, Stolen Valor.
Stolen Valor.
Yes.
So basically what it is when you're not wearing an arm and then people come up and go, "Well, are you in the Marines?" You know, and they grill them. And the other day I watched like a 47 minute, and I was like, oh, they're going to get him. And I was just watching it to see, like, I don't know how I got into YouTube, obviously. But like, I was just thinking, like, why would you do that? And some of the costumes are so funny. It's like, obviously, like, Toys R Us shit. Like,
was it in Britain?
It was in Britain and America.
It's a similar thing to when it is like someone's wearing like a t-shirt with like the Beatles. Name me one album.
It's like that, Jack, but a lot more serious. People get really funny about that.
What's on your perfect fry up, Joe?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's on my perfect fry up? This is great. So, not okay, I'll start controversial. Not beans.
It's not controversial because some people don't. I have to have beans on a perfect fry up, but I don't think that's that controversial.
I could, if I was forced, if the man was there with
forced?
His...
Forced? I mean, calm down now.
If the man was there with his gun, I'd take a ramekin.
Who's this man?
Do you know what I mean? If I had to be, if I had to have beans. Okay. I didn't know what the, I don't know what the, I'm a guest here.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know what the parameters of this are.
Yes, yes. Well, just go for it.
Oh,
let,
okay.
Let rip, mate.
Three sausages.
Nice.
Yeah.
Three sausages?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One hash brown.
That's how you know it's a dream. Because nobody does three sausages.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's too many sausages. I think that's
no. It maybe on the third one you might think a bit much, because you never had three sausages. They always give you one, or you and you request another.
Well, I did this the other day where I cooked up a load of sausages, made sausage sandwiches, and I had a sausage sandwich, classic two sausages split in half.
Lovely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a spare sausage, so I sort of had it on the side. So
well,
I,
that's exactly what I'm talking about, mate.
But I did have the feeling. I was thinking, this is too much. This is like, I've had a sausage sandwich. Should have just left it there.
I went to,
I mean, didn't need extra time.
On Saturday, I had six sausages, cooked six sausages, had three, went to my gig, got back from the gig, and I remembered I had three remaining sausages.
And how happy did you feel?
I'm still on a high from it. That was Saturday.
Can I ask, Tom, where were they when you got home?
In the oven.
Nah, because this... I remember this feeling.
I don't want to leave them. And flies will get on them.
But I remember this feeling as a kid of like having bangers and mash, and then coming home the next day and like seeing two sausages on like a plate in the fridge.
Yes.
That's like a ooh. Yeah. Like, how exciting is that? You know what I mean, leftover for it's a pizza as well. Is good for that, isn't it? You get all a load of pizza. You come
curry,
back, curry. You get back. Oh, fuck. Well, no, I do that thing with curry. You ever do that thing where I load up the plate, going, I'll leave a little bit to the side. Finish the curry and I'm trying to like watch the telly, but in my head I'm going, there's some more curry up there.
Just
finish it. You know, who are you trying to kid?
Yeah.
You're not watching. You're not concentrating. You're gonna feel sick. But just go and fucking do it. You know what I mean?
It's annoying that the best food you can't do that with. So it's like, it was my birthday on Saturday. So my girlfriend,
happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Still getting over it. So my girlfriend made a buffet. She made like seven salads. She loves salads.
Seven salads?
Seven salads. Seven salads. You heard it here right. Seven.
What do you mean?
Seven
like,
salads.
What do you mean?
Different salads.
Thing is, like, a salad isn't like seven sausages. Sausages are... Salad is like... How do you measure a salad?
There was a burrata salad. There was a couscous salad.
Right.
There was a...
I thought you meant one massive salad, just divided it into seven.
Yeah, seven salads.
Burrata is a bit of a game changer, isn't it? It came from nowhere. Now, like... My wife eats it all the time.
But I tell
time.
You what, you put that fucking cunt in the fridge, that won't last for, you know what I mean? It's gone. Had an avocado salad, dead.
Yeah, because as soon as you take the lid off, you have to use it all, can't you?
Yeah, avocados aged like the ghost of Christmas yet to come. They're fucking gone in like a day. It's over. There's a reason why we'll die early, but enjoy more of life as disgusting food eaters.
Yeah. I saw a picture the other day and it was like people on the beach in the 50s, and there's no overweight people because they didn't have processed food.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah, they didn't have processed food, so they were just all fine and healthy, and you just looked into sort.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like, you see, like lard, it was like organic lard.
What
do you mean?
But also, they couldn't go get a Kit Kat at 10 o'clock at night. Do you know what I mean?
My god, Deliveroo.
Deliveroo.
Those fat cunts. It's not even warm, is it? It's not hot.
Why get a KFC takeaway? The only way to eat a KFC or a McDonald's is in the actual restaurant. The minute... We still fucking get a takeaway.
I think, you know... You
and
get
have
them,
horrible chips by the time you get home.
You know, you get them signs on cigarettes. Like, I think you should put on, like, foods.
Yeah.
KFC, may cause regret. Self-loathing, you know.
I've seen what goes into chicken nuggets. Do I give a fuck? No.
No.
I'm still eating them.
No.
Still eating them. Plus, I know what goes
in. Well, we're all right, you see, because we've got people above us. You know those 90s people? A couple of them I know, like the older people that when you were a kid were like our age sort of thing. And at a party, they're like, all right, don't mind if I do. And a couple of them have gone over.
So what were they doing to you?
Like, do you know, like they're always drinking. They're always, it's gin. Not that. I wouldn't. This wouldn't be the avenue for me to talk about my...
I think it could be.
Get it?
That's the next question.
Oh, great. It's an exclusive. Find out on the Patreon whether I was abused.
And find out which newsreader did it.
Like Gary Neville interview.
Yeah, we might have.
careful trimming there.
Let's get back on. Where was we?
Well, yeah, so people, what I'm saying is the adults in our generation now they should be dead. Because they've just been eating shite.
Yeah.
Our parents just ate shite.
Well, I think that's it. Like, they, grandparents, so our parents' parents, they lived off, like, the farm. Even, you know what I mean? Everything was organic. You know what I mean? Like, markets, came from markets. You know what I mean? So then our parents started eating shit.
Yeah.
And not knowing, like, getting fish. So they didn't know. Like, my mum just, like, my child was just one relentless collage of ham.
Yeah.
Fucking ham. Just so much fucking ham. Just constant. Like, even as a snack, I just get ham out the fridge. My mum would do a spread and she'd be in fancy just to roll up ham.
I would.
The same fucking ham. Oh. Because you rolled it.
Never thought about that. Because you can't buy it rolled up.
Spending our time rolling up ham.
Rolling up ham.
Ooh, been skinning up ham all afternoon. Fancy.
I bet that's what she said, getting ready for the party and telling you off as well. All right, I'm rolling this ham. Don't be a bastard. I've been rolling this ham.
This fucking ham. Ham salads. Pat lunch was ham sandwiches.
If your auntie gets you and this fucking ham is rolled.
I remember it came in like a wad. Like a big wad of ham. It's fucking. And you'd open a pack of ham, it's about like farts. Fucking hell, fart in the ham, man.
No, the smell of a freshly opened packet of ham. But once again, does it put me off? No, I'm going to have several slices now.
Yeah.
Fucking ham. It's just so much. Fucking
that,
ham.
And that wafer ham that you're talking about, that ham doesn't even look like ham.
No, I don't know what ham is. I don't know, like, fucking some weird. It was like, so, did you hold it up to a light? It was like sort of translucent fucking ham. Do you know what I mean? Like a fucking stained glass window. Ham shit. You can turn into a fucking lampshade.
It's worse than what they would have been given in World War II. It's worse.
Just fucking keep shoving it into your fucking 2 year old. Fucking put ham in him. Shut him up.
So anyway, free sausages.
I'll explain my sausages quickly.
Go on.
Don't want to get bogged down in this.
Too fucking late.
Yeah. What's the next thing going to be? Chops. But yeah, so you cut it like you're making a sandwich, and then I'll always have a little roll or a bap, as we call it.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of, and then you put it in.
I'd never call it a bap.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. These free sausage, a bap.
You don't know
fryer.
What a fucking bap is.
Yeah, but who puts a bap on a fryer?
A butty. Jesus fucking Christ.
Let's start again, right? So you're having free sausages.
I'm having free sausages.
No beans.
So I'm then cutting the sausages in half, like you said when you were making a sandwich.
Butterfly sausage.
I'll then put them in a bap or a roll. If you're being this deliberately obtuse.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a fry-up. This sounds like sausages. Sausages are the star.
What's your perfect fry-up? Yeah. I'll get some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Then I'll get some bolognese sauce.
But you'd have fry-up. The only difference is...
I get it that sausages are integral to the meal. I get that bit.
Yeah.
What else is on
there? And other people would ask for fucking fried bread. I just want a roll. It's better, really.
You can have your roll.
Pour some milk over it.
You can have your roll. Right.
I'd have scrambled eggs.
Scrap. Oh.
What's wrong with
free sausages, scrambled eggs, and a bap? That is not unlike. That would not be like set two on a
bacon,
cafe. You know what I mean?
Bacon. Right. And then mushrooms.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's fucking.
What else? What am I missing?
That is weird, mate.
Hash browns?
Producer Joe.
One hash brown. Sorry, I did say one.
Yeah, you said that.
Do you think that's weird? That's weird,
doesn't
it?
Feel like it's very dry fryer. Dry up.
Well, the egg gives the moisture, I guess, and the tea that I didn't mention. Yeah.
What are you applying any sauce?
Oh, ketchup, yeah.
Ketchup,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
So the ketchup.
The BAP's useless. It can't mop anything up.
Well, what's your favourite fucking fryer then?
I'd say no BAP, for starters. Yeah. A moderate amount of sausages.
I like having a real go. You know what I mean? Put a real plate, like mushrooms, black pudding, hash browns, beans, two fried eggs, bacon, sausage, toast, fried bread. Or like
toast and fried bread.
Give them all. Decadent. Because the fried bread can be on the plate, whereas the toast is on the plate.
Just for good measure.
A roll and a bat.
And a butty.
I just like, you know what I mean? I love the feeling of eating a full, massive fried bread.
Would you put chips on it? Would you put
if you want. Yeah. Fuck it on. Yeah.
I once, I was in Australia, and full English, they called it. They put pineapple on it.
What?
Oh, fucking scumbags.
Shut the place down.
Yeah.
Throw away the key.
There you go, mate. You're fucking going to put pineapple on it.
Although, do you know what? Because I was in Australia in earlier this year.
Yeah.
And they eat loads of fucking, I didn't know this, they eat loads of fucking pies.
Yeah, they do. They're really good pies. They do, yeah. What was the brand? Yeah,
I did not see that coming. I was driving along, and it was like Australia, and then my friend was like, because he lives there, he was like, do you want a pie? And I thought, you know when someone goes, oh, do you want this, and you're in another place, and you're like, this is going to be shit.
Yeah, no.
Best pie I've ever had.
They are called.
Yeah, seriously.
4 and 20 is the brand.
Oh, really?
4 and 20 Blackbirds, that thing. So there you go.
Nice.
Okay. There we go. Did you read that on a Wetherspoons wall?
Does anyone catch you, like a customer service? They catch you off guard. So you're just buying a top. I don't know. And then and they go, so how's your day? And you go, this ain't gonna last. Like, we ain't gonna get into this now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
can I shock you? I quite like that.
Normal people do.
Well, no, actually, you know what it's more like? Sometimes when it is comes from a but sometimes I get the feeling your manager's told you to do that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you ever get that one? Where you think like, I don't know if this isn't real, is it?
Yeah. Well, either way, they're getting into heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it.
With all the other cunts.
Yeah, fuck Evan.
Oh, yeah,
that's lovely. In the gigantic tough mother.
Joe, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything you want to plug apart from your wedding in June?
No, my Instagram.
If you want to go to Joe's wedding, get in touch with him. Yeah.
You can only come if you're a stranger. But no, just Instagram. Instagram, Joe Foster, comedian. And then TikTok is Joe Foster, comedian. Quite interesting.
Makes sense.
Names, there you go.
And if you want to hear any of the unedited bits,
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah, there you go. But we might have to edit the unedited.
Yeah. It's going to be a 7-minute podcast. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There'll be another paywall beyond Patreon. And we call that hell.
Joe Foster, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.